told you not to look for me. I warned you, baby bird. Well, what do you do but keep on stubbornly looking? If you want to ask if I blame you or not, the answer is pretty fucking simple. I could never blame you, but you got in over your head. Just like I did. This isn't about right and wrong anymore. You don't just go this deep, this dark, and come out smelling like roses. Are you listening to me? It won't be okay. How many other ways can I spell it out for you? This is it. You turn around now if you can, but I guess it's too late. You never think about me again, kid. You run away. You never look back. And you pretend I never existed. Even then, what's the point? I know you can't do that. I know what we had. Atches on every nerve ending, on every synapse in your body. I know there's no recovering from us. God, do I know. Every day I face down that feeling. Do you know why I ran away? Well, I told you not to look for me. Because this doesn't end. Not in the way that you're hoping, Songbird. Not in the way that I want it to. When I said I got in over my head, when I watched the world burn with you, it didn't change anything. It just was the prelude to my own self-reflection. Because God knows I can't be a complete loss. No. I gotta be self-aware enough to reflect on what I've done, to look those faces, those innocent victims in the eye, and feel something. Too empathetic for this, right? Too empathetic to be a villain or too much. You don't get it. The things I've done, you can't just take back. That's why I said it. There's no going back, and you shouldn't get your hands dirty. That's why you gotta stay away. I am holding on by a thread. I've lost myself somewhere along the line. Even if I wish it was better or worse, it doesn't change anything. It's just a wish. I listen to me. I'm not trying to be the cruel guy who broke your heart and ran away. What if I told you that's the better alternative? You're not like that. You can think you are, but you're softer than that. You're softer like me. Why won't you let me save you? Why do you keep chasing me everywhere? Do you know how hard it is? Seeing you. It hurts because I miss you. It hurts because everything I've ever thought was mine. The only thing that ever mattered was you. I spent all that fucking time reflecting in mirrors that I didn't have any business looking at. Veritable funhouse of things that wasn't fun at all. I was overwhelmed, lost in this. This isn't a game you can play. It's not a game you want to play. Honey, baby, I miss you just the same. But if I gave in to that, if I fucking gave in to that, I'd be worse than that. about pride. You think this is about pride? That any of this would change, whether I'm proud or not, shameless, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. They can't hurt me anymore, but you can, and God, I want to return to those times too. Then why can't I? Asking the real questions now. Because if I did, in the back of my mind, all those sins, every single one would start crawling up my back, reminding me in every lost sleep, in every nightmare that I wake up screaming from. If I don't push my heart down, sink it in the filth, I'd never be able to sleep at night again. Work through it. What do you mean, work through it? You don't just work through something you can't apologize for. How? Would they just feel great about it? The lives I've taken, the things I've done that are unforgivable, would they just forgive me? You think they'd say, oopsie daisy, my life was just a footnote in your character development story? Not trying to be a monster, but sometimes even if the best intentions cause us to make choices that just don't keep it together, and I can't keep it together because there's nothing left to keep. I want to keep you in my arms, naked. Has it been okay without me? You idiot. Still trying to save me after I said everything. After I laid it down. Everything bare. I'm not so easy to save, you know. Why'd you have to kiss me right fucking then? Break down my walls like you usually do. Make me wonder what it really means. What any of this fucking means. Is it just melodrama playing with people's lives? Don't like it. This was never where I was supposed to go. And I can't let you fall with me to those nightmares, to those feelings. I was always too soft for this, believe it or not. I wish I could be hardened, have a heart as black as night or as pure as gold. I can't tell which. But sadly, I'm in between. Just self-aware enough where it haunts me, where I can't forget about them, where I can't just count them as numbers. They're people who I ruined. They're things, but they're also people. I can't dehumanize them. My mistakes cost them their lives. Not just my failures as a hero, but my step into the spotlight of villainy hasn't been good either. Friends in the lowest places. Baby, even if we run away, where would we run? We're still on the same planet. I don't want them to hurt you too. And I know what we're dealing with are the people that don't have a conscience. The ones that don't feel bad when they pull the trigger. The kind that are real monsters. I'm just one pretending to be. At the end of the day, I convinced myself I was like them. Convinced myself I was infallible. That I could be just as much of a monster as anyone else. Because it was easier that way. Don't you get it? all of this. Freezing I've done isn't because I need to. It's because I thought it was what would save the day. What would be the best choice. I was naive. I thought hero and villainy were just... They were just two sides to the coin, but they were nothing even close. They were galaxies away. I don't know how to say it, but it hurts. But it's my fault. I'm stuck here in this dark world, in this heartless place of killing and control. And that's why I told you not to look for me. But you couldn't mind your business. You couldn't forget me. And in a way, that makes me happy. But in so many other ways, it makes me sad. Now you're involved. I'm sorry, baby. I couldn't protect you. What do you mean? It's okay. What's okay about this? What about any of this is fine? I'm the only one who had to be a monster here. And the worst part is I know that's not even true. That I could have believed that my mistakes could be forgiven, that I didn't need to run away to the only side that accepted me. I didn't need to run away from you out of guilt. You are so pure of heart. You could do no wrong in my mind. And it hurt. And I felt like my presence was taken away from you. And in the end, I made the worst mistake of walking away. I'll admit it. But how else could I protect you, huh? What could I have done? Other than fucking my best, you know? Just trying to do something right after everything. Listen, my darling baby bird, my heart. The only one gets to hold me under my wings. I ran because I was worried you'd get involved, but I don't know if I can protect you anymore. Not because I don't want to, no. Fuck that. I want to more than anything. I need to. That doesn't mean it's gonna be easy. This is a nightmare situation. Now that you're involved, now that you're here, I don't know what to say. I'm lost in your eyes like I used to be. I missed you every single second. You're gone. Believe it or not, I spend every day thinking I could only be so lucky to see you again, to somehow escape all this mess, in some fucking world, make up for all my mistakes, to stop hurting and stop lashing out at other people. The world isn't a kind place. You are, though. You definitely are. Don't even get me started on that. Just holding you makes me feel at home. But why, baby? Why the fuck would you settle for me? When you can have someone who's just as pure-hearted as you. Now you're saying you're not pure-hearted. Then why did you always think of me so much? Why did you always give, until you had nothing left? Until you were at the direst straits with a big smile? Why? Why do you stay with me still? I tried. You know, I tried really, really hard. And I did what I thought was best at the time. Even if hindsight's 20/20, I still feel you. Your hands in mine. Your warmth, it's criminal how good you feel. Even if I tried right now, I bet you anything you wouldn't let me run away, wouldn't let me escape, huh? That's just how it fucking needs to be, I guess. Is that it? I just have to accept defeat. Maybe that's the best part, though. If I gotta lose to someone, I'd always want it to be you. But how can anyone ever forgive me when I've become the monster I swore to protect? Them from you, from everyone. The monster doesn't feel right. Does that take away from the sins? I don't think so, personally. If it did, then why does it hurt so damn bad? Why does it feel like this? It's like you're cheating, you know? Because everything you fucking do to me, it always gets to me. To the littlest thing. It makes my heart swim. Now, when I'm this conflicted, I just want it to be okay. I want us be something again. I do. I don't want to give up. But would you forgive me if I dragged you down to hell with me? Even if that's the only place where we can sing our love song. You're so stupid for that. You know that? After fucking everything, you'd still believe in me. How could you? You're way too trusting, you know? Could be making up all these feelings, but no. You see right through me, right? There'd be no point in playing pretend now. Not with you. I need you. I've always needed you in the time away. It's been the worst fucking time of my life. Baby bird, I missed you, but I'm afraid I can't be the man that you fell in love with again. Is it still okay? Even if I'm different, tainted, ruined, would you still want me? Baby, I never stopped loving you, not even once. I couldn't even if I tried. You know that. my helpless romantic side, never gave up on the fact that you'd find me. Even if my pragmatic side always wanted you to stay away. You know which one I'm more afraid. The hopeful dreamer who stares at the sky even when he left so many destroyed. I didn't do this because I wanted to. I did it because I thought it was the only way. I'm a monster, baby. But a monster that still has his feelings, his heart. I don't know how you can put aside what I've done. Or if you're just wallowing in this filth with me. But either way, I'm here. I'm here, baby. Baby bird. You'll make me forget. You think you could do that? I don't even think you can, darling. But you're welcome to try. And in that futility that we wallow in, we can live. We can breathe. Even if that breathing means at the cost of someone else, I don't care. Maybe I'm just that selfish. Then, selfish that I just want to hold you. I want to make you mine again, all over again, because as much as I'll get my filth all over you, maybe somehow I can come to grips with why my heart never stopped. Why my feelings, my empathy never left me. No matter how horrible I acted, I can never forget. Never, ever. Your lips, the warmth, your arms around me, the innocent first love I had with you, the first and the last. You've been my everything from the very start, and that'll never change. So at least chin up for that. Whether I'm a man or a monster, I suppose I'm all yours. By all means, baby bird, make me forget. Make me lose myself all over again. I'll gladly accept that over the alternative. You don't make any sense. You never did. And make me forget. Steal away everything from me. I don't care. I don't want it. So good. I almost forgot I don't deserve it. You do. You think I can just be overlooked? All of those mistakes, all of those sins. Maybe you're more messed up than me for accepting someone like me. I don't know, baby bird. I don't know. But even then, I'm glad. Guilty, but glad. Your touch feels so good. It always has. And the way you fucking chew me. every bit of that heart. You don't hold back at all. You kiss first and ask questions later. Touch first and don't ask questions at all. Don't stop, baby bird. If you're really so okay with me, at least tell me how are we gonna make things okay? You don't know either. I love the honesty. It's always been one of your fucking best traits. Even if we don't know, it's okay. Fine. Fine. You like that? I still remember every curve of your body, every weak spot, every delicious inch of everything you have. You're irresistible. Prettiest fucking baby bird I've ever met. And the only one that ever mattered. What's with that look? That's not the look of cold feet. It's the look of you wanting to do everything. Making out not enough for you. And be my guest. And do your worst. You don't think I can handle it. Right now. I wouldn't mind even if I couldn't. Do it then. Guess you never forgot my weak points either, fuck. Fuck. You're really sparing no detail. Using that old body of yours to make me feel good. Those hands on my down feathers. Those thighs wrapped around me. Like I... And then do it. Destroy me so I can go back to being that man that you love. So I can forget about all the bad things and just move on. So I can shamelessly behave in such a way that I have no right to. Oh, fuck. Your touch is... Only that end is moving. I love how your touch feels. Every single time, it makes me forget about all the bad, just like you said. But it's not just that. It's not. It's the love in your eyes when you look at me. I can't forget it, no matter what. I can't ever stop, no matter what. You're looking down my chest like that, down my midriff. Fuck those lips. Fuck your lips on my dick. Feels so good, baby. No. Oh, fuck. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Please. 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 Just a tad bit needy down there. Where's the lie? Oh, magnified. Oh, fuck. Look at you. Baby bird. Baby bird, I love you. Baby bird, fuck. If I couldn't return the favor, would I really be me? Come on, you fucking know it. You little... It's an ugly mess. Oh god, you're thirsty. Oh, this cute place is begging for me. Can't you feel it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, love that, don't you? Oh, no need to hold back now. We've got nothing to lose, baby. God, you taste so good. So good. That's right. You're mine. You've always fucking been. And I don't know when to climb. Never did, never will. Clearly I don't learn. Because I keep crawling back. And you keep crawling to me. That's why it don't feel that good. Forget about everything. That came a little just from tasting you. Knowing that you felt good enough. Tasting your climax on my lips. Can't leave you too much of a mess, can I? Take care of my baby part. I don't care about things like that. You're right, I was pretty stupid not to rely on you, to think that I'd just be dragging you into this mess. You said you'd never fucking leave me, and you told the truth. You meant it. When I kiss you, I know it's right. Even if everything else is wrong, then so be it. So fucking what? I'd still do it all over again. Make you mine. Even if that's wrong, even if I'm wrong. Easy now. Relax. Look at me, baby. I'm gonna make you mine. Easy now. Easy now. Little, little baby. Oh fuck, you're so tight. That cute little place taking me like this. So goddamn much. It makes me tear up. I want you to feel good. does, doesn't it? It's like we were made for each other. And every fucking time I can't get enough, I'll always come back. Just make you feel even better. So good. So good. I missed you. I missed you, baby. I missed you. I missed you. Something about being connected to you makes this so much harder. I almost came, and I could feel that you were feeling it too. And between each other. I love staring up at you like this. You feel so good. You feel so good. And I love you, baby bird. I love you more than I've ever loved you before. Feel at home every time. And this is where I finally belong. And when I look into your eyes, I know. And this is all I ever wanted was you. Never leave. I'll never leave again. Never. Never leave again, no matter how many mistakes I made. Ha ha ha. all yours. It's okay, baby. It's okay. It's okay. I love you. I love you. I love you. You feel so good. You feel so good. So good. I must make a push every time. Just because I can't get enough of you doesn't make me desperate, okay? Definition, huh? If that's what you fucking believe, then I guess you're right. Now that you have it, then this man is desperate for you. Why more desperate than he could have been any other way? I love you. I love you. I love you. I'm gonna kiss you forever. Let's never leave this bed. Ever, ever again. Since we're still connected, all that intensity on every breath because of you. You did this to me. And there's no going back. None. I can't go back, baby. I can't. Never, ever, ever. Yeah.